Welcome, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today on the show, we're hearing from Kimmy Robertson, voice of Penny Bassett.
We've had Kimmy on the podcast before, but today we're focusing on Penny's latest adventure, As Far as It Depends on Me.
We'll try to avoid major spoilers, but you still might want to hear the show before listening to this podcast.
And there are so many ways to hear it. It's available now in the club, on CD, and download, and for the next few days you can hear it free on our website.
Now, let's talk to Kimmy. Kimmy, welcome. It's great to have you on the podcast again.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing well and even better since you joined us here today. And the first question for you is about how scenes are recorded, because so many times scenes are recorded out of order and then put together later, but not this episode. This one was different. So when you record from beginning to end in the studio, does that help your performance or do you not even care about it?
I as a professional, I don't care, but as a human being, I love it when it goes in order because it's funner. Is that a word?
Totally funner? A word. Yes, 100%.
And we do that on Odyssey more lately than before for some reason. I don't know why, but we do seem to do it more, and that makes a lot less explaining from the director. Now, this is when you did this and that and the other, and this is where you are. So they don't have to say all that stuff.
Yeah, when you talk about now and before, I mean, you certainly have quite a history with Adventures in Odyssey. You've been in more than 70 episodes. Did you realize that?
I didn't realize that. No, that's so
it's amazing.
Let's start where this episode begins, because that's obviously how you recorded it. So Penny and Wooten are big fans of the fictional TV show Back Shelf Bake Off. And it's a cooking competition using old ingredients in the back of your cupboard or your refrigerator. So is there a weird reality show that has sort of captured your attention?
I have not ever watched a reality show. I remember many years ago there was one MTV had on where they had cameras in an apartment where people lived, and I went, okay, I really am not fond of this at all. I wanted to be in somebody else's apartment and watch them argue or whatever. I would go over to someone's apartment, but I certainly don't want to pay cable to put that on my television. And I absolutely do not like reality TV or cooking shows, but I love history. I like the stuff where they teach me stuff that I didn't know before or I missed in school. I guess my brain just likes to learn.
That's really great. This episode, we learned a few things about Dr. Trask and some connective tissue between the Green Ring Conspiracy and this new episode, As Far as It Depends on Me, which is always a lot of fun. So from, you know, your first appearances on the show were back in Green Ring.
Yeah.
That's been more than a decade. Can you believe that?
And I listen, I have a lot of the CDs, like a really tall stack of them. And I listened to them and I listened to the Green Ring Conspiracy. I've listened to it probably 10 times.
Did you need to go back and maybe get a refresher so that you could remember some of the people that were being referenced in this episode?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be referenced, so I didn't. Oh, but okay. I did. I remembered them on my own because that's the one storyline that I really seem to know best. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it just, I think because it was the first one and it really captured my attention and I really loved it. And I really wished I could be on the show forever because I was only supposed to be on that. So it was really important that storyline.
Yeah, it's a fan favorite too.
Oh, and it was so cool how they brought it all, you know, how they brought it back.
Yeah. Well, this episode features some kind of famous guest stars, Joan Van Ark and Amelia Borella, who voiced Vera and Elizabeth. So what was it like working with those actresses?
Well, first of all, I did not meet them before we started. They were in, normally we are in one big room together, but this time, sometimes they have a, like if you're going to be on the phone or for technical reasons and other reasons, they put people in other rooms and you don't even see them until you're done. And I wasn't there early enough because I just wasn't there early enough to mingle. And so we worked together for the whole thing and I met them afterwards. And I got to tell you, it was obvious that they were both very professional, that they knew what they were doing. They didn't hold things up. The questions they asked were important. And that besides that, they were really good at what they were doing. And as soon as we were done, I was in a little room off by myself. They both came in to meet me because they liked my voice. And Joan Van Ark said, I looked up, I had no idea it was, I mean, they introduced me by the first name.
Okay.
Said anybody's last name. And was like, Joan. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's Joan Van Ark. And Amelia, they both wanted to meet me because they liked my voice. I said that already. And they said to me, you must work all the time. What are you going to work on from here? Do you have to hurry up and go to another job? And I was like, no.
In this particular episode, Penny goes through a wide range of emotions. I mean, you've done some wonderful comedic work, Kimmy. When you're dealing with something like this, where there's more dramatic element to it, is there a different way that you go about it? I've heard some actors say they mentally relive personal experiences with similar emotions. I mean, do you get that method about it, or what was it like?
With Penny, I found it's so odd, funny that you're asking this. From the very beginning, remember when Penny had her own church she liked to go to?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed from then that it was like easy for me to go to wherever Penny was emotionally. And I don't do any kind of method acting with Penny. So far, I have not had to because the writing is so good that all I have to do is read the lines and, you know, I start to cry or I start to laugh or I get emotional, whatever it is they've written it so well. It just comes, it's like I'm living it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess it's a method. It is method, but I'm not doing anything to make it happen. The writers are doing it.
Yeah. But since you're living out those emotions, does it affect you after the performance? Like, do you feel drained? How did you feel after recording this episode?
You know, it's interesting. It, all the emotions come out during the episode, and it happens at the same time as I'm reading it. And with everybody else, it's like a group, especially Katie. We have a real connection. And then when it's over, it's over.
Mm. Hmm. You know, there are several scenes, Kimmy, early on in this show where Penny really doesn't have a whole lot of lines, but she's watching two other people arguing or discussing something. Now, if you were on camera, you could use facial expressions or body language to react to that. But when all you have is a microphone, I mean, what's the audio equivalent of that? How do you make your presence felt when you're not the focus of a scene?
This is such a great question. I think this is my favorite question ever. Because nobody ever thinks about that until you're there and it's you, the microphone, and they're saying, make some noises.
Vocal Foley.
Yes. Some efforts.
Yes. Efforts. Like, that's a good word. So that's what you do. You try and verbalize with sound what, like, Penny is thinking at the time. Like, if someone's arguing and she doesn't like the argument, she might go, you guys, you know, things like words that you might not normally say, but because it's voiceover, you're getting paid to say it, so you say it.
Mm. Yeah. You know who was really good at that? I remember Will Ryan was really good at that.
Yes.
He had a way of, even with those little, just those little grunts and expressions, he could grab the attention away from the other actors without even trying, you know?
Yeah. It was that's the other thing. And that's the other thing you have to think about. You can't steal the scene with your efforts sounds. You can't steal the scene from the people that are talking.
Yeah. Now, he had a great balance about that, where his presence was felt, and yet he didn't dominate. That was a lot of fun. Well, I'm sure that you miss working with Will.
Oh, man. He gave me one of his hats. And, one of those caps, newsboy caps. And I have it in my entrance hall, so I see it last thing when I go out the door and first thing when I come in the door.
Mm, yeah, I'm sure that's emotional when you see Will's hat, every single day. Yeah. And of course, we talked about some of the challenging things that were recorded in this episode. And to me, it seems like the emotional scenes would be the hardest. And you said those were pretty easy. So I've got to ask, what are maybe some hard parts of acting that might surprise me?
Well, I've got an answer for you, Jesse. And that is the comedic timing part. If somebody, if you've got a line after somebody else, there's a section of space in between when they finish and you start that's gold. That's gold. Hmm. It's timing. It's all about when you say what you're supposed to say next and how fast you say it or how slow. Whether you breathe in between or sigh or gasp or all of those things are stuff that I practiced my whole life at the dinner table on my family. You know, I'm horrible at telling a joke, but I can, from all the practice of comedic timing on seeing how long you have to wait before you say something, the other people are ready to hear. And then you say it, and that makes them laugh. I think that's probably the hardest part about any kind of acting there is. You know, they do say, well, the smart people say, if you take a comedian and have them do a dramatic part, it's almost too spot on for the audience. They're too truthful. Or their soul comes out too much. And that's why there's dramatic actors and comedic actors. And they don't let us funny people do drama so much because it's too painful for the audience.
Hmm. No, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that before. That's really interesting. Well, what do you say we shift from those difficult and challenging things to something totally random? And that would be our
TRQ.
A totally random question from a listener. Sampion wants to know, Kimmy, what's the best thing you've ever found at a garage sale? Do you go to garage sales?
I have gone to garage sales in my life, and especially when I was a tot with my mom. I haven't been to any in the past few years, and the reason is because I don't have any more room for stuff. So, best thing I ever found at a garage sale, I absolutely know the answer. And it was a set of candle holders that had beautiful three-sided crystal drops coming down the side. So they're flat and then a triangle, and that catches the light and makes rainbows. That was something that I had looked for since I was literally in third grade. And I could not find anywhere that the three-sided crystals. And then for them to come attached to a lamp and two of them, that was really something. I still have them.
Wow, that's great. Well, Sampion, thank you for that question.
Yes, and good question.
Kimmy, thank you for the answer.
Yeah, I mean, those sound beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, the final scene of As Far As It Depends on Me is a monologue prayer with Penny. And you're by yourself. So how is acting by yourself different from acting with other people?
You know, I spend most of my time as a human being alone or with my doggy. So, and then I'm not alone because we talk and he listens. So I have to say it was just like my normal life because I speak out loud all the time. I pray out loud. And I also talk out loud. I say, thank you for the amazing bird picture I got to see earlier. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just like me wandering around at home doing my chores. To be honest, that was pretty normal for me, I guess.
Well, looking back on this episode, Kibby, do you remember anything that stands out about it or things that maybe you hope listeners are going to take away from it?
Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I believe forgiveness is a personal Olympic sport. Like, there's so many things that happen in life to you that we can sometimes, unfortunately, hang on to, sometimes even without knowing it, for years or an entire lifetime. And that's not how it's supposed to work.
Right.
So it behooves us to sit down, go back to that moment, maybe if possible, see where they were coming from or what led up to that incident, and then forgive them. Sometimes people act a certain way, unconsciously even. And my goodness, that's a horrible thing. And don't you feel sorry for that?
Well, you kind of have to, like you said, you have to practice forgiveness almost like it is an Olympic sport because
Yes. It
doesn't come naturally all the time.
Forgiveness is something you have to practice, just like gratitude. It's important to practice it every day. And then, you know what? You know where I practice it most? When I'm driving. If somebody does something
yes.
rotten, if they do a rotten thing, I literally do not look at them or their car. And I say, God bless you. I hope you have a really good day from now on.
I totally agree because that's a place where we all need to be more forgiving.
Yes, and it's a great place to practice forgiveness.
Well, Kibby, thank you so much for being with us again. It's been a long time since you've been on the podcast.
Don't look at accidents. Don't look at accidents either.
Yeah, and no texting while driving.
No. We could go on and no putting lipstick on either.
I'll try to remember that. Okay. Well, we look forward to being in the studio with you again.
Me too. I can't wait to see you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kibby.
Thank you, Jesse. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This was a great Adventures in Odyssey episode, and it's great talking to Kibby.
She has a way of going deep and being real. Always a good conversation. We'll have links to her other podcast interviews on the website.
And if you've made it this far without hearing As Far As It Depends on Me, you can still hear it, along with the rest of Album 75, The Best Is Yet to Come, in the club, on CD, and download. We'll have links on our website.
If you hurry, you can hear it online for free in the radio section. But speaking of the radio and online, there's another new episode this weekend. Right, Bob?
This has been a long time coming. It's part one of The Best Is Yet to Come, the four-part series about the future of Eugene. But as you'll hear in this preview, it's about so much more than just Eugene. Listen.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Eugene has a scientific breakthrough.
Your technology could be one of the most influential discoveries in modern medicine.
While Buck and Jules think they should keep their relationship secret from their parents.
We could bring up the idea covertly.
Will Connie and Eugene like the idea?
No.
Unequivocally, no.
Guess not. Don't miss the next Adventure in Odyssey.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family.
Visit the website to find all the ways you can listen to the show. It's adventuresinodyssey.com.
And if you want to talk to a real live person, you can call 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Or email us at questions@adventuresinodyssey.com. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.